We met a friend over coffee yesterday. He was curious to know why we curated events in public. He was one of our guests in a series that we do called The Heart of Matter Happiness Conversations. He said, you didn't make a naya paisa out of such a high quality event that you developed and delivered. Why do you do what you do? We are often asked this question, so we are not surprised. For Vani and me, our life's purpose is inspiring happiness. My book, Fall Like a Rose Petal, and my talk, The Fall Like a Rose Petal Talk, and all the public events we curate, the blog I write daily sharing lessons I learn from life, and even the work we try to do through our workplace happiness firm, AV Initiatives, are all part of this journey of living our life's purpose. Yes, we do try and monetize whatever we can, but the last several years have been so difficult on the financial front that whenever an opportunity arises, it slips away even before we know. So we immerse ourselves in qualitative opportunities that we create to inspire happiness, whether or not we are making any money out of it. We consider ourselves blessed to be useful even when we are unable to be successful. With starting to repaying our creditors or climbing out of our bankruptcy and eventually becoming debt-free. This paradigm shift to being useful, even when there is no money involved, versus always wanting to be successful, been very rewarding and truly liberating. There's great joy in simply doing what you love doing, without any sense of wanting to achieve something, to earn something, or to prove a point to anyone. Life is very simple, very beautiful, when you realize that the journey is the reward. I have learned this lesson way back from a close friend. My friend is much older than I am. He's 76 now. I will call him ABB. He's the consummate networker. He's a very genteel person, someone who goes out of his way to help people. He has served the Indian Air Force. And post his voluntary retirement, he's been a very active member of the corporate circuit in Hyderabad. He's been an office bearer of many an industry body or management association, and he's been a champion of several voluntary causes in South India. I have known him for over 2 decades now, and he has always left me inspired with his energy and enthusiasm. He's extremely modest about his achievements and truly believes that he's just an ordinary person, which is why I've chosen not to name him. Once when I asked him, why did he do so much, so often, with no evident returns, he told me, Avis, I'm not looking at name or fame. If some work or request comes my way and I feel like helping somebody, I just go out and do it. I have nothing to prove, nothing to achieve, nothing to grab. So beautiful. I have nothing to prove, nothing to achieve, nothing to grab. I took away a profound learning from his simple expression there. But the way we are conditioned, both by our upbringing and through social demands and pressures, we're always doing just the opposite of what ABB just said. It is almost as if you're not driven, you're wasting your life. And the word driven itself is misunderstood. It has come to mean prove yourself through your feats, through your achievements, through your assets, through your wealth, through your estates, through your fame. Whereas we should be driven by an urge to live fully, to be happy, to enjoy, and to celebrate the gift of this lifetime. But in order to prove ourselves, we are postponing living all the time. What can be more tragic than this? Osho, the master, explains the fallacy of living this way and champions living enlightened. He says, enlightenment is not an achievement. It is an understanding that there is nothing to achieve, nowhere to go. Isn't it beautiful? The key to intelligent living lies in internalizing what ABB has to say and Osho's own philosophy. It means to live life fully, doing whatever you can with whatever you have in each moment, not really worrying about what you're achieving. When you begin walking, often the road unfolds on its own. When you let go and live, driven by this urge to live fully and not by material goals, life takes care of all that it has created, and that includes you and me. When you realize that life is not about achieving alone, but is about experiencing everything that comes your way, you can say that you're living your life fully, meaningfully, purposefully, happily. If you like this podcast and would like to follow me, please visit my blog, aviswiswanathan.wordpress.com. And you may also like to read my book, Fall Like a Rose Petal, that you can order from Amazon or Flipkart. And if you want more information about me or would like to invite me as a speaker, please visit my website, avisviswanathan.in.